How did you injure your downstairs? Everybody hurts. Yeah, 11-year-old boy taken to hospital. They've done an x-ray and he's obviously been playing around at home with his little toys and he's put, like, I think 11 of these magnetic tiny balls. So, you know, like the little, what do they call them?
I don't know. Magnetic balls.
No, you pull them back and you let them go and they're...
Yeah.
That's Newton's cradle.
The tiny Newton's cradle.
Anyway, the tiny little metal balls up his old fella. Anyway, it's terrible. Imagine the pain.
And as a parent, you'd be stressing out. You have to rush your little one off to hospital.
Kids do silly things.
They do.
What's making him do that?
Curiosity. Yeah. Kids do it. You know how many kids have put peas up their nose? He just obviously ran out of peas. He ate them, was a good boy, ate them all at dinner and saw these little balls and thought, you know what? I wonder what happens if I put it in here.
Peas up the nose, very different to this scenario right now.
It wouldn't hurt as much, that's for sure.
All I can say, on Facebook, we did have a meme up. Incredible comments.
Mm. Yeah.
Incredible comments. Check them out for a lol.
Eye-opening. Some would say.
Let's go to the phone, shall we? Let's do it. Hey, Jace.
Yeah, hey. So, how did you accidentally injure your genitalia?
It was many moons ago, probably when I was about 11 or 12. I had an itch downstairs one afternoon after school.
Mm-hmm.
And boys will be boys and find anything to cure it.
Mm-hmm.
So, I went into the cupboard and pulled out some Dettol, cut the hand, poured it straight into the hand, and then rubbed it on the cherry. And said, let me tell you, it was not a pleasant feeling. If I could paint a picture for you, it was like eating a cherry at first, eating a chili. At first, it's pleasant, but then, you know, then that heat hits you, and boy, did it burn.
Oh,
jeez.
Jason.
You've remembered all these years later.
Yeah, so I don't look at that all the same again. And, yeah, I ended up crying myself to sleep.
Oh, you poor thing. And what was the after effect?
I had red the next day, and then the second day after I applied the Dettol, the skin started peeling.
Did you tell your mum?
No, I lived at my mum and dad were divorced at the time, so I only lived with the old man, but at the time he was working, so yeah, I kept that from him. They probably still don't know today.
It's an awkward thing, like showing it at like your dad, that kind of thing.
Well,
I feel.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Just awkward.
Oh, we're pretty open with that stuff, but yeah, that was something that I thought, that was embarrassing, and I thought, I can't do this.
You're like Jason. She's very open with her family about that stuff as well.
We are.
A Yumbo Rama meal for that, Jason.
100%.
Enjoy that meal, brother.
Thank you for calling.
Let's go to Cherie. How are you?
Good, thanks. Yourself?
Really good. You're a nurse, I see here on the screen.
Yes.
Ooh, okay, so.
You would be able to write a book, Cherie.
Yes.
All right. Well, tell us like a top highlight or two. You'll get Yumbo Rama meals. We guarantee it.
Okay. I worked in a major hospital in Sydney many years ago, and we had a gentleman come in that decided to put a ferret up his backside. So that was one.
I have no words.
Cherie, can we just stop for 1 second? Now, what do you do as a medical professional when a man presents to you at emergency with a ferret up his bottom?
Do you call animal cruelty?
What
animal
do you do?
Is there a tail hanging out?
Yeah, it was quite interesting. I was only young at the time and I was like, oh my God. But,
do you like pull the tail out or do you like sedate him? What's the go?
He was sedated straight away. Apparently the surgeon had seen this before. And, straight to surgery. He ended up with a colonoscopy bag. A colonoscopy and stuff like that. There was a lot of damage in there.
An
absolute lot of damage. It had basically, like, it fretted and it just did, ripped everything to shreds.
Oh, that poor little animal. He didn't survive.
The animal didn't survive. So I think he's actually, by the time he'd come in to us, it was already dead. It had been in there for hours and he just couldn't get it out. That was one. Another one, a young gentleman, it was a dare, decided to put his penis inside a beer bottle and didn't realise that when it swells, it doesn't come back out.
Oh, jeez. Could you just smash the bottle? Oh,
yeah,
no,
we break
around it.
There you go, Jade.
Oh, yeah, caught
that's
up.
That's the next stage in that story, if you did that.
Exactly.
Permanent damage, Cherie, when that happens?
With the beer bottle. The beer bottle? Let's just say it was very sore for a long time and very black and blue for a long time.
Oh, also, to Cherie's mental health.
Cherie.
Thanks for your
call.
Thank
you.
Hello. Because I actually emailed them a couple of times to make sure that my product registered.
Hey, Jenny, it's me, Jade, again.
I just want to speak to someone in your promotions department, please.
So, this is a bit of a saga. I'll explain it briefly. Jade buys a fancy DeLonghi toaster, comes with a competition. You can win a Vespa, right? Enters that competition. It's been a while. Getting ants in her pants, decides to call up DeLonghi and find out what's going on.
Yeah. Look, right? I would like to read the terms and conditions and, you know, follow up. And it said there they'll announce the winners. So I was like, oh, check and just make sure I haven't missed the cutoff date where they've announced, you know?
Okay. So this conversation was happening in the other studio and I actually thought, you know what, let's get the recorder out and find out what Jade's going on about. Right.
Oh, no.
So this first piece of audio is Jade has called up DeLonghi for the first time and is on hold. Waiting to be put through to the promotions department, right? This is what happens while she's on hold with DeLonghi.
Imagine if I won by heckling.
This is a chat with me.
If you knew that ringing up every day would get you, like, a small advantage, would you do it?
Yes.
Just, hey, Jenny, it's Jade again.
Yeah. She doesn't want to answer her phone.
Who is it? What's her name?
I called DeLonghi and then she's put me through to there, to another department, but it's ringing out.
Do you reckon
so
she's...
I sent them two emails.
Do you reckon she's fobbed you off?
Maybe. I reckon they've kept the Vespa for themselves.
Right, so this is the chat we're having behind the scene while she waits on hold.
Look, assumptions, okay, never assume.
DeLonghi's a respectable company. They wouldn't
are.
Do that.
And I love the toaster.
All right, now, for this next
no
bit.
Words.
Right, so Jade has been put through to the promotions department. That then rings out. So it goes to, like, a message bank. Jade's like, nah, not having it, right? She decides that she wasn't happy with the first response and calls back after being fobbed off, right? This is where she gets in touch with a lady called Andrea on her second call. Let's have a listen.
Hi, Andrea. I just want to speak to someone in your promotions department, please. We have a promotion to win a Vespa. I'm trying to read the terms and conditions because I wasn't sure when... they actually will draw the promotion because I actually emailed them a couple of times to make sure that my product registered.
Are you emailing as you're on the phone?
They haven't got back to me. And I really want to win it because orange is my favourite colour.
Listen to that sweet talking at the end there.
Orange is my favourite colour.
I really want to win it. You've seen my kettle. I've had an orange kettle long before that orange toaster came along.
That's true. Now, this chat then goes on for a while, and we'll pick up this last bit of audio at the very end of the call with Andrea. We reflect on how this competition's going to play out, and Jade, listen to the sweet talking Jade tries to get into Andrea here.
Oh, this is going to be interesting.
Oh, well, good karma's coming your way. She's going to let me know. And she sent all my details through to the promotions department.
Why is good karma coming her way?
She's helping me. She's really nice.
Is she giving you an unfair advantage, Jade?
Oh, look, I may have sweet-talked her a little, but hey.
How is she helping, though? That
she's
sounds dodgy,
helpful.
Jade.
She's just being helpful.
Is she putting your entry on the top?
No. She's like, I'll find out for you and let you know. And I was like, well, thank you. Good karma's going to come your way. She's very helpful. Fingers crossed. Haven't been able to let it go.
Now,
I'm feeling judged.
I do have to bring up as well, when I questioned you about the Vespa, you said that your husband, Ben, wants a motorbike.
Yeah.
So your solution to your husband purchasing a motorbike is winning him a free orange Vespa.
Yes. Look, if I
way
could
to
afford
take his,
to buy
masculinity
him a,
from him, Jade.
A nice motorcycle, I would. But
the
hey.
NASA of Broadmeadow, he'll become...
I'm sure he'll be very grateful for the Vespa if I win.
You've got the orange Hy-Vis vest if you do win the Vespa. Yeah. And I'm sure you'll get a matching orange helmet to go with it.
Look.
If you do win this truth here, well hustled.
Thank you.
What I'll say. If you win this, well hustled.
Do you know what? Jay pretends to be this chill person. Let the universe take control. Really, you're controlling your own destiny by calling them 100 times.
Emailing them twice already.
If I worked at DeLonghi, I'm telling you now.
All I wanted to do was confirm my entry had gone through.
This is what I would do to your entry if I worked there.
And you know what? Bad karma for that.
I love how you tried to bribe them with something like completely invisible and intangible.
She's like, I'll come to a seance at your house.
I'll send you good vibes through the phone.
Look, you know, you guys, I'm going to have to go home and burn a lot of incense today.
Sorry,
to get rid of your negativity.
It's just a joke, but not really.
It's
you
quite funny.
Up for a competition and
you can.
I've never heard of that.
Well, Jade obviously did it.
Hey, I've worked in promotions. Call. I worked as a promotions manager. I know how it all works.
So what, you used to give the price to people
who called up? Well, they seem really keen. Let's give them the prize.
It's time to play our brand new game, Pick the Footballer's Voice. Yeah, here's one for all you footy fans out there. A big weekend for the Knights, hey, Jay?
Yeah.
Smashing it again.
Huge. They won against the Raiders, 34-18, so they got some pep in their step.
What a game.
Boys.
The boys.
They pulled a win.
Anyway. They did.
Now, we were chatting last week here at the show, and we heard a couple of grabs from footballers, and it's like, wow, their voices just seem to get worse and worse. It's all the yelling, all the beers, I'm guessing.
Who knows?
It's good communication for a team. It's a good sign.
And when we say beers, that's purely speculation.
Well,
they could just be all having vitamin waters.
Anyway, well, what we thought we'd do, right, is give away some wine, Hunter Valley wine. For each of these footballers you get correct, you get
awesome.
A bottle of wine, up to three bottles, of course. Take a listen. If you think you know any of them, 13 10 09.
Get a massage after dinner.
But when as a head coach, I take responsibility for that.
See all the boys I play with and catch up and have a few ales.
Rightio, we're going to go to Hayden. How was the long weekend?
Yeah, it was all right. Went camping for the weekend.
Oh, nice. Where'd you go camping? Tell us about it.
Up near Broke.
Up near Broke.
Oh, good
beautiful,
stuff.
Beautiful part.
Aww.
How do you play the radio and listen to the footy when you're camping?
Oh, absolutely.
Oh, good stuff.
Did you have a tent, Hayden?
No, I had a sleeping swag.
Oh, I was going to say, there's obviously no cuddles with the missus in a swag.
Nah, I was up there by myself anyway. None of me mates are keen.
Oh, man. Nobody
likes
that.
They missed out.
Anyway, here we go. Do you think you know your footy player voices, Hayden?
I think I've got the first two now. I'm not sure about the third one.
All right, let's do it. Voice number one, who do you think it is?
Darren Lockyer.
Darren Lockyer is correct for one bottle of wine. Voice number two, please.
Anthony Seibold.
Correct.
For two bottles of wine.
Oh, Hayden's
amazing.
Got it in the bag, I reckon. Voice number three, Hayden, who is it, mate?
We're not really sure about that one. We'll go on the Brisbane Lions and say maybe Alfie Langer.
Alfie Langer is correct.
Yes!
Oh,
he's got a hat-trick.
Yeah, get around
it. You did it.
I didn't think anybody would get that. You did it, brother. Three bottles of wine. I tell you what, your mates will want to go camping with you next time.
Yeah, that's right.
Sweet, no worries.
Jade, Maddie and Krivo.
Oh, this is my dream talk break, guys.
It really
is. We're all about the low-hanging fruit at this show.
Yeah. What are we in for?
Couple of plums is dangling there. Ready to be picked.
Bang, here we go. Celebrities that fart on TV. Now, we did this to cheer ourselves up on Friday. It was a bit of a rough week. And, you know, you guys pulled me aside. Maddie, let's watch celebrities farting on TV. And God, it gave us a great laugh, didn't it?
It did.
It really flipped our mood.
And then it really turned quite quickly, and Maddie was like, you know what? We've got to do this on the show.
Hey, if it makes us laugh like we were laughing, it'll make others laugh.
True.
I think so.
Now, first up is Australia's sweetheart, Bindi Irwin.
Oh,
now,
bless.
Now, Bindi was competing on the US version of Dancing with the Stars, and this was when they announced that Bindi and Derek Hough won the show. Now, in this video, Bindi's very excited.
Mm.
Derek picks her up and swings her around.
So like a brace.
A bear hug. A
bear hug, and she's got this little tutu thing on. And then this happens.
Bindi and Derek!
That's unedited. That same audio slowed down. Just take another listen.
So basically they're mic'd up, so
really
it
heavily.
Caught everything.
TV mics are very sensitive because a lot of people are quite quiet and they get nervous on TV, so they're very really turned up to capture every sound.
How embarrassing.
The poor thing, she must have been holding that in all show.
Yeah.
You know when you're holding one in and your stomach starts doing the...
She was bubbling. Thinking, yes, crowd, yeah, louder, really? This all definite.
They're all cheering.
Our favourite, Wendy Williams, the anti-Ellen talk show host over in the US. She's just, carrying on with her everyday show, and then this happens to poor old Wendy.
But you can't even do that locker room thing. That cop wasn't playing that. I mean, you're lucky you only got that.
Oh. So, I just want to explain how she looks. She's sitting there on set, and she's slightly angled to one side.
Yeah, so the butt is sort of facing to one side.
And the concentration slips as well, how she slows down verbally, and it's 100%. Like, oh, I can't contain this voice.
The camera pans over at that moment to the audience, and this poor woman's face is just like, what?
It's meme-worthy for sure. Of course, Wendy Williams, famous for eating on the show. She's always hooking into something.
What was she eating on the show?
Oh, she just eats anything.
Everything.
We spoke about this the other day. She ate a crow.
A crow. That's right.
Yeah, she'll tuck into a full roast dinner while she's on TV. Just has no issue with it.
Well, this became a whole thing. It was called Fartgate. She denied it, of course, but just admit it.
Yeah.
You let one go, duh. And finally, to wrap us up, because we're going into some serious news next, we can't keep going on like this. Hillary Clinton. I love Hillary, but, she was in a debate, 2008 election, and when you're in those Democratic debates, you're just on edge the entire time. You've got to be focused. You've got to be switched on. The last thing she needs to worry about is her flatulence.
You often avoid taking firm positions on controversial issues.
Once again, TV mics capture everything.
The looks on their faces, terrible.
And a real awkward moment of silence after that as well for everyone involved.
Yeah, it's just hard. I wouldn't want to be in that situation.
I just need to play Bindi's one again.
You know what, guys? The big question, though, when will it happen to us?
Yeah.
One of us one day will have a moment.
Is going to let one slip. There real gassy one there from Bindi Irwin.
Yeah. Yet again, Jade is trawling for extra cash.
That's right. So Jade came to me yesterday and said, Crevo, I come over here. I want to talk to you about an idea I've got. I want to do some voiceover work to make extra money now that I have an ABN.
The opportunities are endless. So I actually, when we interviewed Mike Goldman on the show earlier, late last week, I thought to myself, you know what? This man's making a dime off his voice. Maybe I could too.
He said, I've got a unique voice. I could do lots of kids stuff.
Yeah, that's probably more my thing.
I wasn't going to pigeonhole you, but I do think maybe narrating kids shows or something.
Yeah, that's probably more up my alley because you go to work to your strengths.
That's true. However, usually with voiceover work, when you start out, you've got to do a lot of standard stereotypical voices.
Mm.
So what I've actually got for you here
is... Doesn't sound
fun. A couple of scripts, right? Yeah. A couple of scripts. We'll play some music and we'll see how you sound as ads, really. Okay.
So when you go to radio school like Crevo and I did, Jade,
yeah.
Of course you're blessed and didn't need to.
Thank you.
You do have a voiceover lesson and you do this exact exercise. So we're actually just sharing the curriculum with you, making you a better announcer.
Yeah. I can always depend on you guys.
Yeah, you can. So, obviously, we can't use real companies because we'd never give away free advertising on this station.
Here.
No.
So, here's the scripts.
Yep. So, we'll kick things off. with Gentine shampoo.
Okay.
I feel like a shampoo ad is quite a basic voiceover job. You need to be able to nail this.
100%. Okay, like bread and butter of the voiceover business, really.
Okay, you good? You got okay. your script? I'm going to yep. crank up this music. Here okay. we go.
Just waiting for the cue. Okay, ready?
Here we go.
Is your head feeling dull and lifeless? Why not try the new Aqualite shampoo by Gentine? The deep cleansing, lightweight formula with micro fortifiers is designed to purify from root to tip, leaving fine hair feeling nourished. Buy now from All Good Realty. Far out.
Oh, save that one.
Buy now from All Good retailers.
No.
Damn it.
You haven't done... You're not a one-take wonder yet.
Not too bad. I think you got the vibe there.
That last line really got me.
Voice tone was good, though. All right. We'll move on now to lady funerals.
Oh, no. I know. Okay.
Changing tones.
Yeah, definitely. Well, you've got to be versatile in this game. You've got to be able to switch it up.
Oh, this is going to be tough. This isn't. Right, this does not suit my personality.
Think of dead puppies. You ready?
Okay, I'm ready. I'm in the zone.
Here we go.
No. Oh, no. Have you recently lost a loved one? At unspecified lady funerals, we remain committed to families and the community in these times. We are offering live streaming services in our facilities in response to social distancing guidelines, keeping everyone safe and respecting your loved ones in our is our priority.
Oh, I don't know.
We're here for you 24/7. Please contact us. 1-300-123-456.
No, too
much. That's Maddie's fault.
Too much giggling in the sad ad. You can't be doing that.
No, not for me. Not
all right,
me.
Let's bring this home. So, switching gears here. I thought what we could do is because, especially when you're starting out, you're going to be doing a lot of smaller city stuff.
Okay.
Small cities love a monster truck rally.
Okay. Ooh, this one looks fun. So
here we go.
The Newcastle Monster Truck Rally.
Yeah.
Okay, you ready?
Okay. Oh, God. The Newcastle Monster Truck Rally will bring its thrilling, adrenaline-filled, edge-of-your-seat excitement back to the Newcastle Entertainment Centre on Saturday, 30th of May, 2028. For one night only, some of the best murders... monster truck drivers in the world will battle the sport's toughest athletes. The thrilling jumps and heart-stopping wrecks make the Newcastle Monster Truck Rally the toughest sport on dirt.
Rev it up.
And one huge night that you won't want to miss. That's it. Yeah.
Not bad.
No, not too bad. He sounds like somebody who is not really...
I've had a few Red Bulls.
...meant to be doing monster truck stuff. What I thought we should do, though, to wrap this up, if impartial judge producer Jackson is there, what are your thoughts? Do you think Jade can make it as a voiceover artist?
I mean, one day. Practice makes perfect, but I wouldn't hire her tomorrow if I had a brand.
Jade, just go on Fiverr to start. Because okay. The standards are low on Fiverr.
Oh, okay.
And the amount of jobs is high.
You can
if
get away.
If anyone wants to hire me...
Oh, you're doing your own ad now.
I've got an APN. I've got the work facilities.